Good afternoon, everyone. So good to see everyone here. So today we're going to be just reflecting on Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. And in flame, so with the kids upstairs, we've been looking at this story in Exodus where the Israelites were in Egypt and they were kept as slaves in Egypt. You can see that they were slaves in Egypt, and God sent Moses to set these people free. Moses was their channel to set these people free. And Moses went to Pharaoh to ask for Pharaoh to set the Israelites free. They were kept as slaves. And each time Moses went to Pharaoh, Pharaoh refused to let them go. And so we know the story of the 10 plagues, where these 10 plagues came to Egypt, and after every single plague, Pharaoh refused that the people would be let go. But can anyone remember, maybe the kids, if they remember, what was the last plague? So the last plague was the death of the firstborn son. And this was the very last plague. And after this plague, Pharaoh told the people of Israel, you can leave. You can leave Egypt now. That's it. After that last plague, the people of Israel were set free from slavery in Egypt. But before they were set free from Egypt, there was something God asked them to do. And this was something that the people of Israel were asked to do by God so that God's judgment wouldn't fall on them through this last plague. God told the people of Israel to take a lamb, to kill this lamb and to take its blood and to put it on their doorposts. He then asked the people of Israel to roast this lamb and to eat of it. And there were some aspects that the lamb had to, some points that the lamb had to check off. The lamb had to be male. This lamb had to be blameless, which means it had to be perfect. There couldn't be any defect or spot. It had to be perfect. And none of its bones could be broken. So the people of Israel obeyed God and they went to find this lamb. And they slaughtered the lamb and they took its blood. And you can see everyone of the house of Israel would paint the blood of the lamb on their doorposts. And then the second thing God asked them to do was to feast on this lamb, to roast this lamb and to eat it with the bread and bitter herbs. And this was going to be taking place right before they would be set free from Egypt. And so the households of the people of Israel would be eating this lamb. And in the Bible, it tells us that God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt." So you can see each of their houses were marked by the blood of the lamb. And that night, all across Egypt, many people died because of this last plague. But wherever the blood of the lamb was painted on the doorposts, no one died. They were all saved. And so it was the blood of the lamb that would save them from death. It was by the blood of the lamb that they would be saved from death. And this is a tradition that has been carried on for many years. Yesterday, there would have been many Jewish families celebrating this Passover meal. And they remember how by the blood of the lamb, their people, the Israelites, were saved from slavery in Egypt. They were set free. And how God had rescued them. In the Bible, it tells us, then your children will ask, what does this ceremony mean? What does this Passover meal mean? And you will reply, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord. For he passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. And though he struck the Egyptians, he spared our families. In other words, he saved us. Because of the blood of the lamb. And so instead of the people of Israel dying, the lamb died in their place and saved them. And this is a beautiful example. It points directly to Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. As instead of the people of Israel dying, the lamb died in their place. And instead of us bearing the consequences of our sin, Jesus died in our place and set us free. By his blood, we have been set free. And so it shows us how, like the Passover lamb, Jesus would die for us. And what's incredible is, you remember right at the beginning, these points have been taken from Exodus, the beginning of the Bible, and they were pointing to Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb. We know that Jesus was a perfect, sinless man. The Bible tells us that he knew no sin. And when he died on the cross, none of his bones would be broken. The prophecy would be fulfilled. This Passover lamb was pointing to Jesus, our ultimate sacrifice. Jesus, our Passover lamb. But we also have to remember that it's not only that aspect of the blood being painted on the doorposts. There was also another commandment from God that they were to feast on this lamb. And each of the families would have been eating of the lamb. And so we can see the houses, each painted with the blood, but we can know that behind every single door, there was a family feasting on the lamb. There was a household behind every single one of those doors that was painted with the blood of the lamb. They were feasting on the lamb. And we too are called to feast on this lamb, Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. We are called to feast on Jesus. We are called to come to him. He is the only one that will satisfy us. And so the night before Jesus was crucified, before Good Friday, which is the day we're celebrating today, on the night before Jesus died, he celebrated this Passover meal with his disciples. And on that night, he took the bread and the wine. He took the bread and said that this was his body and it would be given for us. And he took the cup, symbolizing his blood, and he said that this blood would be shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And just imagine all these disciples gathered around Jesus in that upper room in Jerusalem. And Jesus was showing them the bread and the wine. And he was saying, this is my sacrifice. This is me. I'm giving myself to you as a sacrifice to save you. He was pointing to the fact that he was this Passover lamb. And that in the future, this Passover meal would be celebrated because of his sacrifice. And so we celebrate today, Good Friday, when Jesus Christ was crucified on that cross. We can say, like John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ was crucified on that cross for me and for every single one of us. Instead of us being there, instead of us bearing the consequences of our sin, Jesus Christ said, I will be there. I will take your place. I will go on the cross for you. And I will shed my blood so that by my blood, you will be set free. And so we can see that Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. He has been sacrificed for us. We call it Good Friday because this is such an incredible message. When Jesus Christ was crucified, although it was a day of great sadness for the people that were there, we know that he raised again. That was not the end. And that crucifixion was the greatest act of love that humanity has ever seen. It was the greatest act of love. And so we can ask ourselves, are we covered by the blood of Jesus? Like the Israelites, have we painted our doorposts with the blood of Jesus? Have we seen what Jesus has done on the cross for us? What we're celebrating today on Good Friday, when he died for our sins? Have we seen that and have we accepted that? Do we say, yes, Jesus, thank you for the blood that you shed for me? Have we received that in our hearts? Are we covered by the blood of Jesus? Because when we're covered by the blood of Jesus, we are saved. We have been set free. And are we feasting on Jesus? Because we have to remember that there were two parts to that story. They were to kill the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, but they were to also feast on the lamb. Are we feasting on Jesus? Are we coming to Jesus? Are we speaking to Jesus? Are we reading of his word in the Bible? Are we allowing Jesus to fill us? And so I just pray that today, as we reflect on Jesus Christ, our Passover, who was sacrificed for us, that we'd understand the greatness of this sacrifice, of what he did for us because of his great love for us.
Amen. Thanks, Isabella. We're going to sing a song called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I'd love us, as we do it, you'll pick it up after one verse if you don't already know it, but almost to reflect, look at the bread and wine. Think of what Isabella shared, what the video was talking about, what it represents. That this isn't about us, this is about looking to him and remembering him. And this bread that we've got here is to represent his body broken, that we can feast on him, that we can draw near to him. And the grape juice that we've got is to remind us of his blood that was shed. So I want to encourage you, almost turn your eyes onto Jesus. This is what is representing Jesus today. And after we've sung, I'll lead us in taking the Lord's Supper together. But why don't we stand and we can worship?